heal our broken hearts. Let your presence overwhelm. Come restore and make us new. God, we need you to come.
And Merry Christmas to all of our great listeners out there, and welcome to Everyday Faith Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host for the next 30 minutes as we have a conversation about faith and the importance of faith in the different areas of our lives. Whether today you're in the workplace, if you're a student, maybe you're an at-home parent, or maybe you're taking care of a loved one, or maybe you're someone who's never really had faith and you're starting to search for what your purpose is, the next 30 minutes we interview everyday people who share their everyday faith. And we'd like to start with a scripture reading. And today's scripture reading comes from the Old Testament. It's from the prophet Isaiah, and it's chapter 9, verses 2 and 6 and 7. And it goes like this. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness. From that time and on forever, the zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. Again, that's from the prophet Isaiah in the Old Testament, as he was able to look forward and see the birth of our Savior, which we are celebrating today. Again, thank you so much for tuning in to Everyday Faith Radio. On this show, we like to say, if you know Christ as your Savior, but you're going through a difficult or dry time, seek God through his word. God will use it to revive you. If you don't yet know Christ, read the word and ask God to reveal himself to you. He will, and you will never be the same again. You'll be a new creation. There's life-giving power in the word because it brings a person into a living relationship with the living God. Read the word. Just do it. That's what we like to say on this program. Again, thank you so much for joining us on the show. We now have almost all of our podcasts loaded on iTunes, or you can go to our website, which is mark5ministries.com. So check out the website. Again, this is Everyday Faith Radio. Merry Christmas to everyone tuning in this morning. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with today's guest. Please stay with us.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. Give the gift that keeps on giving this holiday season. Donate blood. Stop by the Bloodmobile at the UVA Facilities Management on Alderman Road on Wednesday, December 28th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Registration for 2017 Peachtree Baseball and Softball in Crozet is going on now through January 17th. Register online at peachtreebaseball.com, or you can do in-person registration January 17th at the Field School on Crozet Avenue from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. First Night Virginia New Year's Eve celebration will once again be happening in downtown Charlottesville on December 31st. This family-friendly event features different entertainment acts, live music, face painting, and more. Details at firstnightvirginia.org. If your charity or nonprofit has an event, email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@sevillestations.com. For more events, visit our website, wchv.com.
And then you're out of desperation. No, you're not the only one. Praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
Welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. Merry Christmas to all of our listeners out there. A special shout out to my parents who have been listening to this show, Larry and Helene Gaffney, and all of our faithful listeners, wherever you may find yourself, particularly those up at Westminster Canterbury. Thank you for tuning in, and Merry Christmas to all of you. Today on the show, we have my good friend Neil Sansevich. He's a local businessman, and he's going to share his faith journey with us, and we're going to get into some other talk about faith on the show. But Neil, thank you so much for being on the show, and Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
We like to start this program talking about the faith journey, and you've shared it with me. It's powerful. Again, I'm appreciative that you're on the show today and that you would share a little bit about your faith journey with our listeners.
Well, thank you. This accent that you hear is from New Orleans, and I grew up to a big family in New Orleans, and we were a church-going family, but it was really into college is when I really kind of got away from my parents, like a lot of people, and started really questioning what I really truly believed. And I really became a skeptic, believe it or not, and kind of got away from the church and really started studying, first of all, architecture. And but outside of architecture, I started really kind of questioning, what is this all about? And I started taking philosophy classes and started kind of approaching it in an intellectual way. So I started taking comparative religion classes and so on. But it really came down to when I started studying all these different religions is the uniqueness of what Jesus was, who he said he claimed to be, that really kind of got me down deep. And it might have been those seeds of my family and going to church when I was younger, but they started to kind of blossom a little bit. And it was really one time, I think I had to really be intellectually honest. I was reading a book. Of course, when you studied philosophy, you kind of, and especially if your tilt was defending a Christian faith, you really kind of hooked on C.S. Lewis.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was reading
big fan
too. And I was reading a book called Mere Christianity, and it was just one chapter that was just so clear about, it was called Lord, Liar, Lunatic. Mm-hmm. A lot of people read that one. And it was so clear to me that I had eventually come to the conclusion intellectually whether Jesus, first of all, was real and whether his claims were true or not. Mm-hmm. And like the chapter said, he was really Lord. Oh, he was really the biggest deceiver and really lunatic. Mm-hmm. So it was no kind of gray area. And
I
was
that type of. I had to choose one of the three.
Mm. So I looked at that and I started really then digging deeper and deeper and deeper into the person of Jesus. Mm-hmm. And then what it really came to a part of in my mind, first of all, I came like, God, he really did exist. He really did transform the world in a way that no other really human figure ever had. Mm. And studying architecture and art history, I started looking at the greatest architectural pieces in the world. Greatest pieces in the world was all about and glorified and was because of this person who existed 2,000 years ago. Mm-hmm. And when I studied art history, the greatest artworks in the world was about this person, Jesus, this humble person, Jesus, who came as a servant and died for us. So it really started kind of all gelling together and coming together, first of all, intellectually, and then, thank God, it came down to my heart.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just a special time in college when that came, it came about.
Mm-hmm. So you studied the scriptures, and it sounds like, if I'm hearing you right, on your faith journey, is that you needed to see some evidence.
Right.
You needed to kind of reconcile. There's a couple of books been written along those lines, The Case for Christ.
Mm-hmm. I read it.
Where at some point you have to, whatever you believe, you have to look at the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and you have to kind of stop and analyze and say, do I believe that that actually occurred, and is there evidence to show that? And it sounds like that may have been part of your journey, was to, you had to kind of verify the facts to get it right intellectually. Was for you listening to your journey is it was a head knowledge to start with.
Correct. 100% right. Another book that was real integral was Evidence Demands a Verdict by Josh McDowell.
Yes.
And you're right. I had to first kind of put that in place. Mm-hmm. But then it became a heart issue.
Right.
And the scripture says that if you open your heart mm-hmm. and receive him,
yes.
he then does something really strategic mm-hmm. in your life. Mm-hmm. And that's what happened when people thought from the outside, kind of thought I was a little mm-hmm. maybe strange, because I did change mm-hmm. and I was transformed. Mm-hmm. My priorities in life changed. Mm-hmm. My thirst for God's word became great. Mm-hmm. And the Bible says the more you read the word,
yes.
then your faith
yes.
grows.
Right.
So all of a sudden, this intellectual thing now, I started really believing it mm-hmm. because I saw evidence in my own life mm-hmm. and other people mm-hmm. saw evidence in my own life. Mm-hmm. I was kind of walking on a cloud.
Mm-hmm.
Those fruits of the Spirit that God promises us of love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness started manifesting in my life mm-hmm. because before, people didn't see that.
Right.
They saw a guy who might have been unsettled, confused.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a transformation that people saw in my life and I saw mm-hmm. in my own life. Then Jesus really became real in my mm-hmm. life because I saw the true transformation.
So if I'm hearing your story correctly, and we're talking with Neil Sansevich this morning on Everyday Faith Radio, it reminds me a verse that just jumps out is Romans chapter 10 says, if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, then you will be saved. So at some point, this head knowledge for you after reading the word, and I can tell with you that there was a transformation. At some point, it became from head knowledge to heart knowledge. And that's as you and I go about our lives, we run into a lot of our friends and colleagues and associates, people we know, that it stops at the head knowledge. And at some point, really to get your arms around faith and really embrace and really learn to love the Lord, at some point it needs to filter down into your heart.
100% right. And now being a follower of Jesus for 25 years, mm-hmm. my maturity.
Yeah.
Has been that I have become softer. Mm-hmm. I've learned to love. I've learned to be more emotional. Mm-hmm. My kids tease me that I cry easy now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's the process of the Lord just softening your heart.
Yes.
And learning how to love.
Mm-hmm.
And even in my faith walk too, which has really been important, is really learning how to love.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And this great season that we're in right now is how it's changed over the last 25 years, I think, is that it's this simple gift and living of gratitude
mm-hmm.
of the greatest gift that mm-hmm. God could give us. Mm-hmm. He gave us his son, Jesus
mm-hmm.
Christ. So it's been a great walk.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, we could probably do another show and show you that there is a process in this walk.
Yeah.
But you know, every day is a great day.
Mm. Talk to me about the importance. Of course, I'm an admirer of your wife, Tessa Sansevich, and her knowledge of God's word and the Bible. Talk to us about how important it has been for you in your journey to be doing faith and life together with your bride.
Wow, that's the greatest. That's the best.
Yeah.
You know, we've been married 25 years, and again, this maturity as believers over the last 25
mm-hmm.
years is at us growing together and both having it as a priority in our life
mm-hmm.
has been the greatest. And I'd love to tell your listeners that I really believe if Christ wasn't right smack in the middle of our relationship,
yes.
I don't know how people do it.
I know.
You know, I don't know how people do it.
Yeah.
So what's really great, we've learned how to both lean on the creator of the universe,
mm-hmm.
our Father in heaven, and we can both be independently strong
mm-hmm.
and that we can't. You know, sometimes when we try to be everything to everybody else, it's very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been so great. I mean, we love each other dearly, but when we can lean on our relationship with the Lord
mm-hmm.
first, I think we become stronger.
And you've become parents of three beautiful, successful children. Talk about, and we're heading towards the break, Neil, but just real quick, talk about the importance of faith and parenting real quick. What do you think about when you think about raising children? Any of our listeners, the importance in your life, what would you say to them in terms of faith and parenting?
Well, we know that without Christ, you're going down a pretty tough road living in this world. But so our number one priority is just really raising them and showing them a good, true, sincere model of what it is walking with the Lord. Yes. I mean, if you know, we've never had to force our children going to church. Mm. We've never had to, you know, it's a joyous time. Mm. And we've made a real conscious effort that our walk with the Lord is something of joy.
Mm-hmm.
And we're very fortunate. I have a 20-year-old, a 16-year-old, a 15-year-old, and they all individually have a separate walk and a true faith on their own. So we feel like things are going great.
Well, you've been great role models, and I know my parents have always kind of preached to me that faith oftentimes is more caught than taught.
Right.
In other words, you model it out, and they see it, and you know, I can testify that you and your wife Tessa have been great parents and have terrific family. This is Everyday Faith Radio. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more Everyday Faith Radio. Merry Christmas, and please stay with us.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. Join your friends and family on December 31st on the historic Downtown Mall for an unforgettable night of entertainment. First Night Virginia creates a festive atmosphere throughout downtown Charlottesville and is committed to remaining affordable, accessible, inclusive, and fun for all ages. Enjoy musical performances, magic shows, comedy shows, and many family-friendly activities around the Downtown Mall and nearby venues. Embrace local history this holiday season. Evening tours of Monticello and James Monroe's Highlander happening in the month of December. You can tour both historic locations. Details at Monticello.org or Highland.org. If your charity or nonprofit has an event, email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@sevillestations.com. For more events, visit our website, wchv.com.
And then you're out of desperation. No, you're not the only one. Praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
Merry Christmas, and welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you have an incredible Christmas day. Today on the program, we have my friend Neil Sansevich, who's a local businessman, an entrepreneur, and a strong believer, and just willing to come on the show and share his faith with us. And Neil, the question I want to ask on this part of the program is, a lot of folks think, when they think about faith, they think it is compartmentalized to Sunday. Mm. And then they get up and go to work on Monday, and they kind of have a different life. And knowing you all these many years, I see that you are a guy who lives his faith. And nobody's perfect, of course, but you are out there living your faith, and it's not just a Sunday event for you. Could you just talk about, for our listeners, what having faith through your work life and how that impacts your work life, what that looks like and how that plays out for you?
Well, I am, as you said, an entrepreneur, and I take risk in real estate projects and so on. So many years ago, I went to this business marketplace in Christianity, and I decided then to make it a part of my business.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really intertwined. Mm-hmm. It's really a ministry.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to put it out there. You know, sometimes when you kind of keep your faith as a secret, mm-hmm. you then on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, you can revert back to this other person.
Right.
What I've come to the conclusion is to let people know that I'm a believer and I uphold to a standard that I'm really an ambassador of Christ.
Amen.
So so I have to kind of watch. But I turned, I say, Lord, you're my partner. Mm. And with these big risks, the first thing I do is I really pray, Lord, and really ask God to give me some wisdom in what I do. So it's on an everyday thing. Now, with people who work with me and so on, yeah, I'm trying to, like everybody, is the simple things of trying how to love people and be patient. And as you know, in business, it can be tough sometimes.
Yes.
Big decisions have to be made, and sometimes, you know, it can be rough. But one thing that I trust in is I believe that the Spirit of God lives within me, and I have these convictions, and I have that whisper that I listen to of how to behave. But the one thing about that behavior, I'll go off on this if you don't mind, is that it's not only, I've learned that it's not only a behavioral condition of being a Christian, of not cursing or acting away or don't raise your voice or don't curse or whatever. It's really a heart issue. It's that soul care of keeping that soul clean and ripe. And when that happens, then that supernatural, those fruits that we're talking about of love and joy and peace comes. So on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, you have those manifestations of what God gives you that you can be the type of person God wants you to be.
We've talked about this on the program before. One of my favorite verses, Romans chapter 12, verse 2, says, "Do not be conformed to the patterns of the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." You're a guy who I see it appears that you take great care in protecting what we on the show like to call the portals, what you look at, what you listen to, how you eat, et cetera. Talk just for a second about the importance of that if you're trying to live out your faith and you're trying to hear from God, particularly on big decisions in your life, how important it is to protect those portals.
That's very, very, very important. It's really, I think, becoming self-aware and really, really constantly doing inventory of what you're thinking, what you're doing, what type of spiritual state you're in. And I think you have to be self-aware that if you're not in a, if you're in a funk, that people say, is don't stay in that funk.
Right.
Staying in that funk, I think, is you're participating with darkness.
Right.
God doesn't want you to be there.
Right.
So I think we have to be real quick to ask for forgiveness for people that might offend you, real quick to constantly doing that inventory and being right with the Lord. And when you're right with the Lord, like I said before, these things will overflow out of you.
Right.
And especially this time of the year, the biggest one, I think, is joy of gratitude that he gave us the biggest gift, that he made a way for us. And we should be so excited about what he's preparing for us, that he's given us a new body, that he's preparing a great place for eternity. Boy, eternity is a long time, isn't it?
Talk to us, for our listeners, what Christmas means to you now at our ripe old age compared to even a decade ago or, you know, going back as far as you want, but how kind of ushering in God's kingdom on Christmas Day, how that is different for you today than it has been in yesteryear?
It has been. It's, I was teasing my friend, my kids. You know, of course, Christmas is a joyous time, and it's about the Christmas tree and the gifts underneath it, and maybe getting a little special little gift here and there. And I kind of tease them. I don't want to be a Grinch. I say, you know what? We should kind of give up the gifts, and maybe let's just put like a nativity scene, you know, the greatest gift at all. But of course, I don't want to be a Grinch. But I think there is a nice balance there. But what it is now, it's all coming down to, and I try to really focus, is to don't get caught up into all the pomp and ceremony.
Right.
But, you know, that's nice to have it too. It's part of Christmas.
Right.
But to really kind of focus on that special gift, that gratitude, that way out that God has given us in Jesus Christ.
You know, we talked about at the very beginning of this show, the prophet Isaiah and how he had prophecy on into the future about, you know, a child would be born and born of a virgin. And it's just amazing when you look at and read the Bible and read God's word, and you start off maybe in John's gospel, and then you're reading around in the gospel, and you realize that there's so much connection from the New Testament to the Old Testament. It's just, for me, every day as I dive in and read God's word, to be able to see that everything is really pointing to this moment of where God sends his son into the world. And when you look at reading the Bible through those lenses, for me, everything really changed. It became just completely different. It wasn't just the Old Testament was this historical book, which there's a lot of great history in there. It was all these signs and prophecies pointing to today, this day, right, that we celebrate today on Christmas.
Oh, it is really miraculous. Matter of fact, in my faith journey early on, when I started being from skeptic to kind of intellectual, when I started really studying God's word of a 1,000-year period of writings, how it does focus to this one event. And I challenge your listeners to really get in. It's really amazing. It's really amazing.
Yeah, and there's a lot of really cool websites out there where you can look up the number of prophecies in the Old Testament
Hundreds.
That were fulfilled through Jesus.
Right.
Neil, we're coming to the end of the program. And again, we're talking with Neil Sansevich. This is Everyday Faith Radio. Neil, what would you tell our listeners, any of our listeners who maybe they haven't gotten to the point of heart knowledge of Jesus as their Savior, haven't taken that step? Do you have any advice to our listeners in terms of what should they do, or how should they continue on their journey and seek to become a believer?
Well, the one thing I would say is that it doesn't take this great faith to take the first move. In my personal life, it was a little bit of faith. But God was true to his promises. When you open up and you seek, open up and you allow him to make a transformational situation in your heart, something great's going to happen. Something great's going to happen. He knows best. You're not going to turn into some Martian. You know, the what's great is going to happen. It's going to be the great things. You're going to learn how to love.
Yeah.
You're going to be a better husband, a better father. You're going to be able to handle the stresses and anxieties of this world. I guarantee it. I'm a testimony of it.
Neil Sansevich, Merry Christmas to you and your family. And you need to know that your friendship has been a real gift to me. And so I thank you for coming on this show. And really bringing a light in our community and living out your faith to you and your family and all of our listeners. I would just pray that the Lord may bless you and keep you, and may his face shine upon you and bring you peace. Again, this is Everyday Faith Radio. To all of our listeners, we want to just say thank you for tuning in. You all have been an incredible encouragement for this program, and we're just so thankful and hope that today that you will experience the joy of the birth of our Savior. And we are so thankful that you have tuned in today and every Sunday on Everyday Faith Radio. Again, Mom and Dad, I want to say Merry Christmas to you and to all of our listeners. Have a very Merry Christmas.
Come restore and make us.